感谢主今天能够在西雅图和弟兄姊妹一同聚集在他的面前。
I thank the Lord that this morning I can gather with the saints in Seattle to worship him.
当孙弟兄给我打电话希望我这一周到西雅图来。
When Brother Sun called me and invited me to come here to speak this Sunday,
我心里面实在有一点迟疑。
I kind of hesitated at first.
因为我不知道怎有什么话可以和弟兄姊妹们交通。
Because I wasn't sure which words I should be sharing.
一直到上一周星期五晚上。
It wasn't until last Friday night.
好像主给我一点感觉和弟兄姊妹交通祷告。
It wasn't until then that the Lord gave me the feeling to share about praying.
昨天我们在 Black Lake 聚会。
Yesterday we met at Black Lake.
我们中午分组的时候
，In the afternoon, as we were having our sharing,
有一位年轻的弟兄呢，忽然说一句话，他说：“我很希望有人教我祷告。”
A young brother suddenly said, "I really hope someone can teach me how to pray."
我想或许这是主给我一点的印证，让我有胆量。
And I felt maybe this is a little confirmation that the Lord will give me this courage to share.
好不好？我们一同翻开《路加福音》第十一章。
Let's all turn to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 11.
我们从第一节读到第十四节。
We'll read from verses 1-14.
路加福音第十一章第一节到第十四节。
Luke chapter 11, verses 1-14.
我们找着了，好不好？请大家同声的来读。
After we find it, let's read this all together.
我们一起来。
Together, please.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”耶稣说：“你们祷告的时候，要说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们赦免我们的罪因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人不叫我们遇见试探救我们脱离凶恶耶稣又说你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去说朋友请借给我三个饼因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里我没有什么给他摆上那人在里面回答说不要搅扰我门已经关闭孩子们也同我在床上了我不能起来给你我告诉你们谁不因他是朋友起来给他但因他情辞迫切的直求就必起来照他所需用的给他我又告诉你们你们祈求就给你们寻找就寻见叩门就给你们开门因为凡祈求的就得着寻找的就寻见叩门的就给他开门你们中间做父亲的谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗耶稣赶出一个叫人哑巴的鬼鬼出去了哑巴就说出话来众人都稀奇好我们今天早晨读经就暂时读这么多。
So much for scripture reading this morning.
好吧，我们一同在主面前有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主啊，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you with all of our hearts.
因为你是何等慈爱信实的主。
Because you're such a loving and faithful God.
你应许我们在地上若是有两三个人在你的名里面聚集。
You promised us this as we have two or three gathered together in your name.
你就在他们的中间。
Will you be amongst us?
主啊，今天我们能够和亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同聚集在你的名里面。
Lord, today we can gather together with your children in your name.
我们实在来到你的面前。
We truly can come before you.
实在享受你的同在。
And appreciate your presence.
主啊，愿在这一段时间中。
Lord, may this time.
你扬起脸来。
Lord, behold your face to us.
用脸光照我们。
And shine your face towards us.
叫我们心里面明亮。
So that our hearts can be enlightened.
叫我们因着亲近你里面有力量。
And by drawing near to you, we can be strengthened.
主啊，我们向你祷告。
Lord, we pray you.
教导我们。
Teach us.
如何祷告。
Teach us how to pray.
让我们进入祷告的实际。
So that we can enter into the reality of prayer.
让我们进入祷告的祝福。
And enter into the blessings of prayer.
享受在祷告中与你相交的喜乐与丰富。
And to be and enjoy all of the joy and abundance of praying to you.
我们把心中的敬拜赞美都献给你。
Lord, we give you all the worship and praise.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. 在这里记载有一次主在一个地方祷告。
Here it records that in there's one place the Lord was praying.
他当他祷告完了。
After he finished praying.
他有一位门徒到他的面前来提了一个要求。
One of his disciples came before him and had a request.
对主说，主啊，求你教导我们祷告。
Asking the Lord, teach us how to pray.
像约翰教导他的门徒一样。
Just like John also taught his disciples.
我不晓得这是十二个门徒里面或者其他没有记名字门徒中的哪一位。
I don't know which disciples it was, whether it was one among the 12 or the others who were unnamed.
我们知道主耶稣有十二个门徒呢，其中有两位曾经是约翰，施洗约翰的门徒。
And we know that among the 12 disciples, there were two that were once the disciples of John.
一位就是约翰
，One was John，
还有另外一位就是安德烈
，And the other was Andrew。
我们不知道是不是约翰或者是安德烈。
We're not sure whether this is John or Andrew。
他们曾经在施洗约翰的门下呢学习过祷告。
They once learned how to pray under John。
但是他们看见呢主的祷告呢更吸引他们。
But aside from John the Baptist, they realized that the prayer of Jesus even more attracted them.
他们也听见主的祷告呢，更叫他们羡慕。
And after hearing Jesus' prayer, that even increased their desire.
以至于他来到主的面前。
To the point that they came before the Lord.
被激发了有这样一个心愿。
And they were stirred up to have this desire.
说主啊，求你教导我们祷告。
Lord, teach us how to pray.
有人说呢，祷告是人的本能。
Some people say prayer is a natural ability of man.
神给人的一个本能。
It is a natural ability that God has given to man.
当人发现了自己的有限。
When man has found out his limitation.
当人发现了自己的无助。
And realizes his helplessness.
当人看见了生命是人的肉身的生命是必死的。
And when one sees that his own life is very mortal.
人很自然的一个反应就是向神发出呼求和祷告。
A very natural reaction for us is that we are to reflect to God our prayer.
像在创世纪第四章里面记载人第一次的呼求耶和华的名。
Just like in Genesis chapter 4 was the first time it was recorded that man called on to the name of the Lord.
亚当的儿子赛特。
The son of Adam, Seth.
当他有了自己的儿子。
After he had his son.
他给他起名叫做以挪士。
And he gave his name Enosh.
这个名字呢很特别。
This is a very special name.
以挪士的意思就是软弱的。
The meaning of Enosh means is the weak one.
必死的。
It is a mortal.
我想今天我们呢没有一个做父亲的会给自己儿子起这样的名字。
I think none of us fathers here would dare to give our children this name.
我们都喜欢起一个好听的。
We like to give our children good names.
刚强的。
Strong names.
美好的。
And beautiful names.
但是呢赛特给他的儿子起名叫以挪士。
But then Seth gave his son a name, Enosh.
可能呢，在他心里面呢，忽然有了一个觉醒。
Maybe all of a sudden in his heart, Seth had this awakening.
他发现了，虽然他身体还很健壮。
Although his body is still very strong.
那个时候还没有人自然的死亡。
At that time there was not any natural death yet.
但是他感觉到人是有限的。
And yet he realizes there's limitation to man.
感觉到有许多的事物环境。 是他没有办法应付，没有办法胜过的。
And there's a lot of situations around him that he could not overcome.
所以圣经上记载说，当他给他儿子起了这个名字呢，人就开始起来呼求耶和华的名。
So the Bible recorded that as soon as he gave his name, his son's name, then the people on earth started to call upon the name of the Lord.
好，这是人最自然的一个祷告。
It is the most natural prayer of man to God.
祷告呢，是神给人的一个本能。
And praying is an ability that God has given to man.
这本能告诉我们说是最容易的。
Natural ability tells us it's the most easy.
是最基本的。
And the most basic.
似乎好像不需要学，我们就可以祷告的。
As if you don't even have to be taught and you already know.
好像呼吸呢，是人生下来活着的本能。
Just like breathing, this is something that we already know as soon as you're born.
一个孩子一生下来呢，他第一个就是会要学会呼吸。
As soon as a child is born, the first thing that he needs to do is to breathe.
要开始自己呼吸。
He needs to learn to breathe on his
own. 如果不呼吸的话，这个医生就把他倒提起来打他的屁股，他就哭了。
If he doesn't, probably the physician will have to turn him upside down to slap him.
一哭了他就呼吸了。
And once he starts to cry, he starts to breathe.
我们自己孩子小的时候，我们孩子哭啊，有年长弟兄姊妹告诉我们，让他哭。
When our kids were little, they start to cry. The elderly people tell us, well, let them cry.
他哭得越大声，肺部呢，这个发展就越快。
The louder they cry, the more, the stronger the lungs become.
呼吸就越自然。
And the breathing will be more natural.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
祷告本来在人身上应该是一个本能的。
Originally, prayer should be a natural ability for man.
我们很自然的应该会祷告。
Very naturally, you should be able to know how to pray.
但是很可惜啊，罪把人性玷污了。
But very sadly, sin has blemished into man.
罪在人的历史中间不断的发展，进到人性，进到人的思想，进到人的情感和意志里。
And in the history of man, sin has entered into our thoughts, our emotions, and our everyday lives.
也玷污了我们的身体。
And it also blemished our body.
叫人呢，好像虽然有这个本能，却不会用。
So that even though we have this natural ability, but we don't know how to use it.
我们有时候传福音碰到一些的朋友们。
Sometimes as we evangelize, we meet some gospel friends.
我们跟他讲，把救恩讲清楚了。
We explain to them about salvation.
也告诉他说，你可以祷告祷告，去经历神。
We tell them you can pray and experience God.
我们碰见有很多亲爱的朋友，他也很诚实说，我真的不会祷告。
And a lot of our dear friends were very honest to say, I don't know how to pray.
祷告是什么他都不知道。
What is praying? They don't know.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看见了，好像人对神而言呢，好像嘴巴哑了一样。
And it appears as if man toward God is mute.
好像呢，那个有一个势力进到人的里面。
As if there's this power that enters
man. 好像那一天主赶出一个人呢，他的哑巴呢，不是因为他生理的机能坏了。
And that day the Lord had cast out something that out of a man so that his muteness can be gone.
乃是有一个邪灵呢，霸占了这个人。
It's because this demon had possessed the man.
压住了这个人。
Oppressing to this person.
使得他呢没有办法说话。
Make him incapable to speak.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们有没有这种经验。
I don't know whether or not we have this experience.
我们可能在别人身上，有时候在自己身上感觉呢，我们真是不肯祷告。
Maybe in other people as well as yourself, you don't know how to, or you're not willing to pray.
我们呢，好像呢，也不知道怎么祷告。
And you don't know how to pray.
好像被那个邪恶的势力所捆绑住。
As if you have been bound by this evil power.
当我们不能都怪这个邪恶的势力。
Of course, we cannot always blame on these evil powers.
有时候也是我们自己这个人的意念，我们这个意愿站在那个刚硬站在骄傲的那个情况。
Sometimes it's because of our mind we become very stubborn and in our own ways.
所以我们要感谢主啊，一个人能开口祷告，这是蒙福的。
But we thank the Lord because as soon as one is willing to open up to pray, this is a very blessed thing.
这是主在我们身上的一个怜悯。
It is truly His mercy.
一个人再能够像我们的始祖那样呼求耶和华的名呢，这实在是主给我们的怜悯。
It is truly a mercy that one can call out to our Father just like our forefathers did.
我们开始祷告了，我们慢慢发现祷告原来是一门很深的功课。
And as you start to learn to pray, you realize this is something very deep.
就好像主耶稣的这个门徒一样。
Just like the disciples of Jesus here.
我相信他是一个以色列人、犹太人，他们都会祷告。
I'm sure as a Jew, he knew how to pray.
当他那一天看见主自己的祷告以后。
That day, as he witnessed Jesus himself praying.
他里面深处忽然感觉到有一个不足了。
deep in his being, he realized that there is an, something that's not satisfied.
深处有了一个爱慕了。
There's this longing.
啊，主啊，若是我能进入像你那样的祷告生活，那是何等的美好和蒙福。
Lord, how wonderful it is if I can enter into the prayer life just like you.
所以他就谦卑下自己到主的跟前来说，主啊，教导我们祷告。
Therefore, he humbled himself and asked the Lord, Lord, teach us how to pray.
正好像呼吸是一个本能。
Just like our breathing is a natural ability.
只要有环境临到了我们，我们就会呼吸了。
When we're in our environment, we know how to breathe.
但是当我们慢慢年纪大了，发现呼吸是很重要一件事情。
But as we get older and older, we realize that breathing is very important.
我前不久呢碰到一点小小的意外。
Not too long ago, I had a little bit of an accident.
有一天早上呢，我从聚会回家。
One morning, I was going home from the meeting place.
这个天气非常的好。
The weather was beautiful.
我前面有一部车呢要插进来。
One car wanted to cut in front of me.
所以我就减速。
So I slowed down.
忽然之间听到嘣一声了，后面一部大车把我撞了一下。
Then all of a sudden I heard this big bang behind me because this car ran into me.
哎，我这个脖子就痛。
Then my neck started to hurt.
晚上睡觉都睡不好。
I couldn't sleep very well.
所以医生告诉我说你要去做物理治疗。
So the doctor told me that I need to have physical therapy.
或者去做针灸。
Or acupuncture.
那么我就选择去做针灸。
So I want to get acupuncture.
那么那个中医就告诉我说你要放松啊。
And this acupuncturist told me you have to relax.
他说我一摸你这个身体，全身都很紧了。
When he was touching me all over, I was all stiff.
我说我是一直想放松啊，我也告诉我要放松啊，但是怎么搞的就这样呢？
And I said, well, yeah, I tell myself I need to relax and I try to, but somehow I can't.
我说你教我好不好？
So I asked him, can you tell me how to relax? He says, yeah.
学习呼吸。
Learn to breathe.
我说这个呼吸这么简单，我从生下来就呼吸，我还要学吗？
I said, well, I know how to breathe as soon as I was born. How can I have to learn it?
要学的。
He says, no, you have to learn it.
如果你学得好的话，你这个人身体就会放松，不会生病的。
If you learn how to breathe well, then you can relax and then you will be avoiding a lot of problems.
我才想到很多年长的人他们都学呼吸了。
Then I realized a lot of older people, they learn how to breathe.
我记得早期我刚刚结婚，我跟孙弟兄住在一起。
In my early years of my marriage, for a short period of time, we were living with brother Sun's family.
孙弟兄的父亲呢，孙伯伯那时候在。
And the elderly brother Sun was still around.
他每天早上起来了，读经祷告完了，他就站在门口呼吸。
And every morning after he read his Bible, he would go up to the front door and take deep breaths.
每天晚上他睡觉前呢，他又跑到门口去，又站在那里呼吸。
And at night before he went to sleep, he would go up to the front door again and take deep breaths.
他告诉我说，这就是我的运动，这就是我的养生。
He told me this is how he exercises.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，祷告就像呼吸一样。
Our praying is just like breathing.
我们在主里越近身了，我们就越要留意。
The longer you are in the Lord, the more you need to pay attention to this.
我们越近身了，我们就越要学习。
The deeper you are, the more you need to learn.
越近身了，就越要操练。
And the deeper you go, the more you need to practice.
我相信那一天主在那里呢，他是在一个特定的地方祷告。
And I'm sure at that time, Jesus went to a very specific place to pray.
而且他有一段的时间在那里祷告。
And had a specific time to pray.
有时候我们祷告呢，是晚上躺在床上闭着眼睛，祷告完，还没祷告完就睡着了。
Sometimes at night we pray, or as we're lying in our bed, and before we say Amen, we already fall asleep.
我们感谢主啊，祷告让我们能够睡得好。
We thank the Lord because praying allows us to have a nice sleep.
但是我们只得着一点肉身的好处。
But we also already only gain a little bit of physical blessing.
我们没有得着那个神在祷告中要给我们那个丰满的祝福。
But we fail to gain the abundant blessing of the Lord in our prayer.
我们需要花时间。
You've got to spend time.
我们需要用心。
And you really use your heart.
甚至要规定好自己。
And even give yourself an allotted time.
学习来祷告。
To pray.
那一天主的祷告呢，门徒们可能在旁边呢，静静的坐在那里观察，坐在那里听。
Probably that day when Jesus was praying, the disciples were observing quietly on the side.
他们也看。
They saw.
看见主在那里的他那种的情景。
And they witnessed how Jesus prayed.
在他们深处好像就有光进来。
And in the depths of their being, it seemed as if the light came in.
在他们深处就有一种的推动力，给他们一种的爱慕，他们也想这样祷告。
And deep inside, they had this longing motivation to learn to pray.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有时候我们碰见一些爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes we meet Christians who love the Lord.
他们真的是祷告的人。
They're really men of prayers.
我们听他讲几句话，心里面就觉得好像里面就有光了。
When you hear a few words from them, you feel you have light inside.
啊，有一位英国的弟兄叫做 Reed Howard。
There's a British brother called Reed Howard.
帮他写传记的那个弟兄了。
The brother who wrote his biography for him.
他还记得他是哪一年哪一月哪一日第一次见到这个弟兄。
He recorded which year, date, and month he met this brother for the first time.
他就跟他谈一点点他自己的生活。
He just mentioned a little bit of his daily lives.
这个弟兄就说，我就感觉到主的光啊，从这个人身上照在我身上，照在我里面。
And so the writer says here, remember how the light of the Lord came into him.
吸引我要认识他所认识的主。
Attracted me to want to know the God that he knows.
吸引我要我亲近他所亲近那一位主。
And attracted me to draw close to the Lord that he knows.
我想我们的主耶稣基督啊，他来到地上做人。
And I think when our Lord Jesus came to earth to be a man,
他自己就是神。
He himself is God.
他不需要祷告的。
He didn't really need to pray.
但是呢，他在肉身中和他的父呢，不仅在灵里面完全的合一哈，他在肉身中也像我们一样与父交通，与父祷告。
Although in the spirit he is together altogether one with God, and yet in the physical need he also was praying one to God.
主耶稣做人呢，为我们做了美好的榜样。
So as a man, Jesus became a beautiful example for us.
巴不得我们每一个人呢，也能够像当日那个门徒一样，到主面前来说：“主啊，教我们祷告。”
May all of us be like this disciple to say, "Jesus, teach us how to pray."
我们看见主立刻就教导门徒们祷告。
Here immediately the Lord taught him how to pray.
他告诉门徒说，你们要这样祷告。
When you pray, say.
说父啊。
Father.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
好，我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
Give us each day our daily bread.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us.
不叫我们遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
救我们脱离凶恶。
And deliver us from evil.
啊，很多神的儿女呢，一生大概就祷告这一个祷告。
A lot of God's children probably this is the only prayer they know.
而且只在公开聚会的时候，大家一起就这么念一遍。
And in open public meetings, we just say this once.
啊，我们知道今天在基督教的世界里面，被这个祷告被称作主祷文。
And we know that in the religious world today, we call this the Lord's Prayer.
啊，所以我们呢，就照着主的这个字句，一句一句的背，一句一句祷告。
So we prayed according to this word for word.
我们感谢主这样子啊，也至少让我们开口啊，向着神，向着主祷告。
We thank the Lord at least, by the very least, we can use these words to pray to Him.
但是我们相信呢，主在这里教导门徒啊，不仅仅是字句的。
And I'm sure the Lord is not just teaching us the letters or the physical words.
主借着这些呢，讲到整个祷告里面的原则和它的内容。
Through this whole prayer, the Lord is teaching us the very principle as well as contents of which to pray.
主告诉门徒们说，在祷告的生活里面会有这些的情形。
He tells us that in our prayer life, these things will happen.
祷告乃是人向神说话。
As we pray, we are talking to God.
所以我们先要在心和灵全人，我们的身体都来到神的面前。
So your whole being, physically as well as your heart, must come before God.
所以呢，第一个的原则呢，乃是称呼神做我们天上的父。
So the first principle is we are to call God our Father.
这个好像超越了当时的那个时代。
And this phrase really supersedes the time at that when
Jesus
was talking. 因
为我们的主耶稣还没有上十字架。
Because this was a time prior to Jesus going up on the cross.
还没有成全救赎。
Before he accomplished redemption.
他告诉门徒们说呢，你要称神做你天上的父。
He told his disciples that they are to call God their Father.
我们知道这在犹太教里面呢，这个是亵渎，这个是健忘。
And we know that in Judaism, this is really blasphemous.
因为呢，一个人称神作父呢，就是把自己的生命和神的生命呢，摆在同一个 地位上面。
Because at that time, when one calls God Father, that is placing himself and God on the same level.
我们记得在约翰福音里面呢，有一次主讲到神是他的父的时候。
We know that one time in the Gospel of John, when Jesus spoke about God to be his father,
这些律法师啊，法利赛人呢，就起来定罪主，说他说了健忘的话。
Then the Pharisees came up to condemn Jesus for saying things that are blasphemy to God.
因为他以自己与神为同等的。
Because he called himself equal to God.
那个时候门徒们呢，他们仍然没有经历十字架的救恩。
At that time, the disciples have not experienced the salvation of
Christ yet. 在他们的意念里面呢，神是创造宇宙万有，是至大的，是不可亲近的。
At that time, in their minds, God is overall and is so God, so great that they cannot draw close to.
但是主告诉门徒们说，当救恩成全了。
Here the Lord is telling the disciples at the completion of redemption.
我们来到神面前，就好像儿子来到父亲的跟前。
When you come before God, it's just like the son coming before the father.
我们在生命的里面有一个爱的关系。
In our life, there is a relationship of love.
在这个爱的中间，我们来亲近他，与他有一个交通。
And in this love, you can draw close to him and have fellowship with him.
每一个祷告呢，我们是有对象的。
In every single prayer, you have an object to
whom you're praying to. 对象乃是来到神的面前。
And this object to whom you're praying is God himself.
这是我们祷告生活里面最基本的一个操练。
This is the most fundamental practice in our prayer life.
我们若是在自己在教会的生活的里面。
In yourself personally as well as in your church life.
我们需要学习进到神的跟前。
We need to learn to enter before God.
现在我们活在十字架的救赎中。
Today we are living in the midst of the salvation of the cross.
我们实在感谢主。
We really thank him.
我们可以靠着主的血
Every time by his blood.
在主的名里面我们来到父的跟前
And in his name we can come before the father.
我们实在享受神的同在
And really can enjoy his presence.
我们能够享受他的面光
And we're able to enjoy the lightness of his face.
我们能够进入那个交通
To enter into that fellowship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们要感谢我们的主他在十字架上为我们成全救赎
We need to really thank our Lord for accomplishing this salvation for us on the cross
我们也感谢主我们因着相信他我们承认他受浸归在他的名下
We also want to thank him that because we confess him we can be baptized into his name
我们与基督联合了
And we can be united with Christ
我们进到基督的里面
And we can enter into Christ
圣灵也住在我们的里面
The Holy Spirit now dwells inside of us
所以父的同在是借着圣灵今天显在我们肉身的中间
So that the presence of the Father can be manifested in us through the Holy Spirit
照着真理上面我们确实知道我们也享受了
According to the truth we know it and we can enjoy it
在生活中我们确实也需要花时间来进入这个实际
And yet in our daily lives we need to spend time to enter into this reality
我是想在我信主的年日中
As I reflect my days of being a believer
有一段日子呢有弟兄姊妹介绍我读一些的书。
There was a period of time that I was introduced to some spiritual books.
像这个劳伦斯弟兄的住与主同住，住在主里面。
Like Brother Lawrence's book.
像
盖恩
夫人讲到的祷告。
Or the prayer of Madame Gagnon.
像这个穆安德烈弟兄。
Like Brother Andrew Murray,
他的属灵的书籍
and a lot of his spiritual writings.
他们都鼓励神的儿女们呢，我们常常要把自己全人安静下来。
All these writings encourages God's children to really quiet down our whole being.
特别在早晨我们最清醒的时候
especially in the early morning when you're the freshest.
把我们的全心向着天敞开来。
And you totally place your heart open before the Lord.
我们凭着信来到主的跟前。
And by faith you come before him.
我们常常这样操练。
Oftentimes practice this.
我们等候主。
Wait on him.
到有一天呢，我们真是能够享受主的同在，甚至连我们身体都能够感觉得到。
Until one day you can really enjoy his presence, even physically you can also feel it.
真是美好。
This is so good.
像在教会历史中许许多多活在这样生活的人。
In church history, so many saints have lived in such a way.
像英国的斯达德弟兄。
Like the brother C.T. Studd in England.
他有一次告诉一个人说，他说我每天早晨呢读圣经来祷告亲近主。
He said, every morning when I come before the Lord to read the Bible and to draw near to God,
就好像喝一杯属灵的香槟一样。
It's like I'm drinking a glass of spiritual champagne.
整个人里面非常的清新，非常的滋润。
I feel totally refreshed and nourished.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是祷告生活里面第一种的要素，我们能够进到神的面前，亲近他，与他交通。
So this is the first factor of our prayer life, and that is to come before God to have this nearness with Him, to fellowship.
接下来主讲到三个心愿。
Then comingGoing on, we have now three desires.
他说愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
好，我们中文读啊，愿人好像是别人，不是我。
In the Chinese,
因为我已经尊主的名了。
The expression is like other people have to hallow your name, not me.
好像我们是为福音朋友祷告一样。
As if this is praying, this is teaching our gospel friends how to pray.
在祷告生活里面，每一个祷告的人都要有这种的态度。
That's not true. In our prayer life, each and every individual must have this attitude.
我们相信主的名。
We need to believe in
His name. 相信父的名。
Believe in the name of the Father.
我们尊重，我们也敬畏。
We respect Him as well as we
fear
Him.
我们知道呢，像在出埃及记三十四章里面。
In Exodus chapter 34.
神向以色列人宣告他的名。
When God is exclaiming His name to the Israelites.
他说耶和华，耶和华是满有怜悯，满有恩典的神。
Our God is full of mercy and full of grace.
我们常常的这样子来尊重，来爱主的名。
We need to frequently love and respect His name.
这是一种的态度。
It's a matter of attitude.
这也是一种的降服。
As well as your humbling before Him.
我们 submit ourselves.
Or submit yourself.
他讲到第二个，他说愿你的国降临。
And may thy kingdom come.
就盼望呢，神国的实际在我自己的身上显明出来。
And that is hoping that the reality of the kingdom can be reflected in you.
当然，越扩大的时候呢，我们越看见我们为着别人祷告，为着教会祷告。
Of course, in a bigger scale, we can pray for other people.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
就是若是今天主让我在他的话语中，在生活中有什么引导，这是神的旨意，我愿意遵行。
And that is any time that He has a guidance for me in His word, this is His guiding that I need to follow.
先从我们个人身上开始，我们才能推到教会，推到不信主的人身上。
It starts with us individually, and then we can go bigger into the scope of the church.
若是主的那个国的实际在我的身上都显不出来呢，我们不要期望能够在别人身上显出来。
If the reality of the kingdom is not reflected from us, we cannot expect it to happen to other people.
如果主的旨意在我身上不能通行了，我们祷告说，主啊，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，这个也是不会成为实际。
And if God's will cannot be reflected rightly from us, then when we pray this prayer, then these words cannot also become reality.
我们学习遵行神的旨意。
We need to learn to follow His
way. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这个祷告的里面，
我
们有很多的学习。
There's so many things we can learn.
我们爱慕主自己。
We need to love the Lord Himself.
爱慕神的同在，神的国度。
And love His presence as well as His kingdom.
并且把自己的意识降服在神的旨意底下。
As well as placing our own will in submission under His will.
所以那些在祷告生活中有学习的人，他们都知道，若是我不降服，神的旨意就在我身上不可能通行。
And for those of you who are learning this, we realize that if we do not submit ourselves unto Him, then His will cannot come through.
我有一次读到尼弟兄他的一本书，叫做《人的破碎与灵的出来》。
One time I read a book by Brother Nee called The Release of the Spirit.
他讲到呢，有很多人呢在祷告的事情上很花功夫。
He says a lot of people really spend a lot of effort in the issue of prayer.
甚至呢这个也禁食。
They even fasted.
但是呢他的意志从来没有在主面前降服过。
And yet their will has never been submissive before the Lord.
所以他想要明白神的旨意，或者想要他的祷告能够得着神的垂听呢，这是不可能的。
And when he wanted to know God's will or that his prayer be answered, that's not possible.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这三个愿望告诉我们说，我们在祷告的生活里面，先把自己的愿望放下来。
In these three desires, it's telling us that before we pray for these other things, we need to place down in submission our own will.
先把自己的意志降服下来。
Submit your own will before God first.
我见到很多弟兄姊妹呢，在这些事情上面有一点美好的经历和学习。
I've seen many Christians having beautiful experiences over this point.
碰到事情来的时候，说主啊，求你为我拣选， 要我拣选，我是不要。
And they said, Lord, over this issue, can you please choose for me? I do not want to choose for myself.
我们有一首诗歌，是不是就这样说呢？
We have a hymn like this.
好，我知道一位年轻的弟兄啊。
I know of a young brother.
当他到了要结婚的年龄。
At a point when he's about his marriageable age.
他也自己呢，很有自己的意愿。
He also has his own will and desires.
失恋了好几次以后。
After several broken hearts.
到了主面前呢，就跟主说，主啊，求你为我拣选。拣选我是不要了。
And then he says, Lord, choose thou my way for me, Lord. Choosing for myself, I will not.
那是让神的旨意能够在地上通行，像在天上一样。
And that is allowing his will to be reflected on earth as it is in heaven.
很多时候神的旨意没有办法通行，是因为我们的意志太强了。
Many times God's will cannot be executed is because our own will is too strong.
我们的观念啊太深了。
Our concept is too deep.
好，我们的情感呢？不受约束，
and our emotions are not restrained，
以至于我们在祷告生活上得不着祷告的那个祝福和进入那个丰富，
to the point that we fail to enter into the abundancy as well as the blessings of prayer。
这是我们看见祷告，主告诉门徒们祷告里面第二件很重要的事情。
So this is the second thing that Jesus is teaching the disciples in prayer。
第三件呢？
Thirdly，
主说到啊。我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
Give us each day our daily bread.
这是我们为着我们肉身各方各面的需要，我们到主面前来祈求。
And that is we need to request of the Lord all of our daily needs about every day.
我们这一方面的祈求啊，我们可以放心的、敞开的、大胆的到主面前来祷告。
We can really totally relax and let go and ask the Lord all anything we need.
像使徒保罗告诉我们的。
Just like the Apostle Paul tells us.
我们凡事呢，可以借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将我们心中所要的告诉我们的神。
That we are to pray to the Lord in all things.
我们可以来祈求。
We can request.
为着我们每天的需要。
We can ask for our daily needs.
在这个点上，我相信许多弟兄姊妹啊，我们的祷告生活是从这个点开始进入的。
And I'm sure a lot of us start to enter into a prayer life from this point on.
我碰见有好多刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹就做见证说我祷告主得答应。
I hear a lot of brand new Christians testifying how they were answered by their prayers.
有一位姊妹呢，年纪很大了才回来进修。
A very elderly, a sister who was quite elderly came back to study again.
到大学里面呢去读学位。
Into the college to get a degree.
她告诉我说呢，每次教授出题目啊，她就要祷告。
She says every time when the professor gives a question or something to write about, she had to pray.
她也帮教授做一点研究，她想不出那个方法来，晚上就祷告。
When she needed to do some research and she couldn't find a method, then she had to pray.
那她祷告了，第二天起来呢，主就给她意念，就把事情解决了。
The next morning when she woke up, she got a thought from the Lord and it was solved.
今天呢，我想我们每一天日用的饮食实在很容易得着。
Today our daily bread can easily be accessible.
是不是我吃饱了就不需要祷告呢？
Is it because now that I'm full, I don't need to pray?
我感谢主啊，有时候主为了要让我们学祷告，所以给我们一点点的环境。
We thank the Lord because sometimes in order for the Lord to teach us how to pray, He allows us different environments.
给我们一点点生活中的压力和难处和问题。
And precious problems and difficulties in our everyday life.
好，我们聚会有一家弟兄姊妹。
We have a family among us in Portland.
有一段日子啊，他们一家人来聚会，一谈到主的名的时候，脸这个眼睛里面就都是泪水。
And for a period of time, every time we were talking about the name of the Lord in a meeting, they're full of tears.
起来呢，交通一点点就一直流泪。
And when they come up to share, they're full of tears.
大家都很受感动。
A lot of us were moved.
有一次我有机会，我就去看望他们。问他们什么原因。
So one time I had a chance to visit them, so I asked them why.
这弟兄就告诉我。
This brother said.
他说主实在爱我。
The Lord really loves me.
他说我在家庭的财务上失败了。
I failed in my family finances.
就是在2000年以前呢，美国的股票市场非常的好。
Before year 2000, the stock market was really going up.
他其实有一个很好的工作。
He had a very good job.
当然剩了很多的钱。
And he had a lot of money left over.
那么他就通通投资在这个那个时候大家觉得最好的股票上面。
So at that time, he invested his money in the very best stocks.
他的妻子劝啊，不要啊，不要啊，他说没有关系的，我知道我在做什么。
And his wife kept on saying, "Don't do it." And he said, "Well, don't worry, I know what I'm doing."
他不仅呢。 自己的钱，而且还去借钱来投资。
He not only used his own money to invest, he even borrowed money to invest.
结果股票开始下降了，他就舍不得卖。
And when the stock started to go down, he was reluctant to sell them.
到最后呢，一毛钱都不剩了，还欠了好多的债。
At the very end, he not only lost all his money, he was in debt.
哎呀，他们全家就很恐慌了。
Then the whole family was in fear.
他们全家就跪下来一起祷告。
Then this family knelt down to pray.
他说我们吃饭也祷告。
He says we pray before we eat.
睡觉也祷告。
We pray before we
sleep. 孩子一放学，我们就跟着他们，就我们全家就祷告。
When the kids come home from school, we pray together.
哎，主实在是听祷告。
The Lord really answers prayers.
他姊妹也是学音乐的。
And his sister, his wife is studies music.
啊，但是到美国来也去读了一点 computer.
When she came to the States, she studied computer.
他说像我姊妹这样要找工作，其实不太容易。
He says, my wife, in having her background, it wasn't easy for her to find a job.
他说但是啊，主实在爱我们。你看，我们看那个时候，大家都被 lay off 的时候。
It was amazing because during that time, a lot of people were laid off.
特别学 computer 的被 lay off 的。
Especially those who are in the computer world.
他的姊妹去应征一个工作。
His wife went to interview for one job.
啊，一个工作呢，超过500人应征。
Over 500 people applied.
他想呢，我大概没什么希望，去陪榜的。
She thought that for sure it's hopeless for her.
就第一次 interview 过了。
She passed the first interview.
第二次 interview 也过了。
And the second interview.
啊，到第三次，她想两个人去取一个，绝对不是我。
And by the third time, she knows that the boss needs to pick one out of two. For sure, it must not be her.
但是他们一家人还是跟主说：“主啊，无论有没有，我们要依靠你。”
So the whole family says, whether or not we have this job, we have to trust in you.
哎，结果最后通知是他。
Finally, she was announced that she was the person who got the job.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主有时候许可我们在肉身中碰到一点事情。
The Lord allows us to face circumstances.
是要我们好好的多多的祷告。
So that we have to pray much.
越多祷告，我们就多越多认识神。
The more you pray, the more you come to know God.
越多祷告，我们就越多经历主。
The more you pray, the more you can experience.
我们在侍奉中也一样。
The same thing in our services.
在管教儿女的事情上也一样。
And even disciplining our children.
在工作上也是这样。
In our workplace.
我们知道在教会历史中有许多的人在这些点上，他们为着学习这种情形的，他们跟随主。
We know that in church history, because a lot of Christians wanted to learn this very fact, they learned to follow the Lord.
若是弟兄姊妹读一些基督徒的传记，
If you read some of the Christians' biographies,
英国有一位弟兄叫做乔治穆勒 George Mueller.
There's a brother called George Mueller.
主感动他办一个孤儿院。
The Lord moved him to have an orphanage.
他们每一餐饭真是日用的饮食，在主面前祷告。
Over every single meal, they have to learn to pray.
有一次他们要开饭了，什么东西都没有，桌上的空的。
One time, just at the beginning of their meal, they had no food.
他告诉那所有的孤儿，所有服侍的弟兄姊妹说，我们照常摆桌子。
He told all of his orphans, as well as all of the servants, that they are to still set the table.
我们一同来祝谢。
We are to give thanks.
感谢你把日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
So give us this day our daily bread, and we thank you for giving them to us. Before they said amen,
就听到外面有一个马车的声音。
A carriage came by.
有人敲门。
Then somebody knocked at the
door. 一车的面包。
A whole carriage of bread the Lord sent to them.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，今天很多神的儿女们在物质的丰富里面失去了属灵的丰富。
Today, many Christians in our material abundances, we have lost the spiritual wealth.
我们来聚会呢，连圣经都不用翻了，只要弟兄一讲呢，就打在上面。
You come to the meeting before opening up your own Bible, you can see it in an overhead projector.
所以我们一讲圣经在哪里呢，我也不知道在哪里。
So when you mention a certain book in the Bible, you don't know where it is in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，物质的丰富常常叫我们灵里面贫穷。
Physical wealth a lot of times make you spiritually impoverished.
若是我们在肉身中碰见一点难处，
If you have some, we need to learn to praise Him when you have some problems in your physical life.
像弟兄刚领我们唱的诗歌说，这就是主的日子。
Just like our brother leading the song says, this is the day of the Lord.
啊，我讲一点今天早上我的经验。
Let me say something about my experience this morning.
早上起来，我觉得我睡恢复了一点体力。
This morning when I woke up, I felt a little bit refreshed.
啊，我觉得精神很好。
I felt pretty good.
但是我一到这个会所就头痛。
I came to I came into this meeting hall, I had a terrible headache.
剥饼聚会的时候, 头好痛啊。
As I was breaking bread, I had a terrible headache.
但灵里面实在享受主的同在。
But in my spirit, I enjoyed His presence.
我跟主说, 主啊,
I said, Lord,
我需要依靠你。
I need to trust in you.
奇妙，刚刚我们弟兄一唱，这是主的日子，这头痛就不见了。
And amazingly, when our brother says, this is the day the Lord has made, my headache went away.
我们在基督里啊。 有一切的丰富
In Christ we have everything
父一切的应许在基督里面都是是的
All of His blessings of the Father in Jesus is amen
主告诉我们我们要天天的祷告
The Lord says we are to pray daily
如果一天没有需要
If we do not have any needs in one day
或者我们一天觉得 明天的已经够用了 那么我们明天就失去了属灵的祝福
Or if you ever feel that you have enough for tomorrow, then you will lose the blessing of that day.
所以有的时候主带领我们的，越过越感觉到我们需要主。
So the Lord leads us more and more to the fact that we need Him.
不是因为我现在对主的经历多一点，知识也丰富一点。
It's not because I have more knowledge of Him and I have experienced Him enough.
那么现在我就可以用这些储备的，我就不需要依靠主。
And I have enough storage, so therefore I don't need to trust in the Lord.
那我们若是主还怜悯我们，主就立刻把这些东西拿掉。
If the Lord is merciful, then He will immediately take all of these away.
天天来依靠他。
So that you have to come and trust Him on a daily basis.
我们真能够像诗篇的作者说。 我们以耶和华的信实做我的粮食
So that we can say just like the psalmist that His faithfulness is our food
我们每天借着祷告依靠他我里面就饱足
Every day as we learn to trust Him by our prayer then we are fed then we will have this enjoyment
然后他主教导门徒说 赦免我们的罪 如同我们赦免别人的罪
And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us.
这是在祷告生活里面有十字架的经历。
This is in our prayer life, we have the lesson of the cross.
我们这个被得罪,
when we have been wrong,
要赦免人呢, 我们要肯放下自己。
In order to forgive other people, you have to put down yourself.
肯把恩典给别人。
To give grace to others.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 我们知道这个, 这种的, 赦免人呢, 叫自己的里面得释放。
You know that when you forgive others, you yourself can be released.
因为这个摸到人良心的问题。
Because this touches the conscience of a man.
若是我们呢, 在里面不赦免人,
if inwardly you refuse to forgive others,
虽然耶稣基督在十字架上已经为我们舍命流血,
even though Jesus already gave His life and gave it and shed His blood on the cross,
我们可能在道理上也说呢, 主啊, 我 我接受你血的功效,
and in theory we say, Lord, I accept the work of your cross, of the blood.
但是我们这个人里面仍然被那个苦毒所捆绑,
and yet inside of you, you're still bound by your bitterness.
但是我们在外面要表现的和睦,
but outwardly you want to show that you're in harmony.
外面要表现的没有事,
you want to show that nothing is going on.
我们的良心就会麻木,
then your conscience will be obscured.
我们的良心会自欺,
and you will deceive yourself.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 所以在祷告的生活里面呢, 有很重要的一个因素, 就是十字架的实行。
So therefore, in our prayer life, a very important principle is the execution of the cross.
我们知道主在十字架上怎样为我们祷告。
We know how the Lord prayed for us on the cross.
怎样为那些钉他十字架的人祷告。
And He prayed for those who nailed Him on the cross.
我们呢，那是主在十字架上的第一句话。
This is the first sentence of Christ on the cross.
我们可以试想那一幅的情景。
We can just imagine that picture.
到了加略三天了。 这些罗马兵丁就说，就把那个主背的这个十字架放在地上。
And at the side of Mount Calvary, the Lord, they placed the Lord on the Lord's cross on the ground.
主就甘心情愿地躺在那个木架上面。
And very willingly, He placed Himself on that cross.
这些兵丁就用钉子把它钉在十字架上。
And the soldiers then nailed the nails on His hand. That was so painful.
那么主在那里祷告说，父啊，赦免他。
Then at that time the Lord says, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的, 他们不知道,
for they know not what they do.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 有的人故意得罪主, 主也赦免他。
People who purposefully wrong the Lord forgive them.
好，我们今天在肉身的生活里面，要享受这个赦罪的恩典。
In our flesh today, we enjoy the grace of being forgiven.
要享受在最终得自由、得释放的那个喜乐。
And we enjoy and appreciate all of the joy that we have in being released from our sins.
在祷告生活里面，我们要有这样的学习。
This is what we need to learn also too in our prayer life.
多少时候在这样的学习里面，主让我们经历他来做我们的赦免。
So many times in this kind of a learning, we realize that the Lord Jesus Himself becomes our very forgiveness.
他来做我们的恩典。
He becomes our very grace.
是他，不是我。
It is Him and not I.
照着我，我会掐住这个人的脖子说，你亏欠我了。
According to myself, I will have to grab onto his neck and say, you have indebted me.
好，即便呢，我不掐着你脖子，你也欠我一个对不起。
Even though I do not grab onto your neck, still you owe me an apology.
但是当我们来到主里面的时候，
But then when you come before the Lord,
主那十字架的爱在摸到我们，
And the love of the cross once again touches me,
一切都过去了。
It's all over.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个赦免里面也包含了忘记。
In this forgiveness, it also includes forgetting it.
在地上啊，有人这样讲啊，我们可以赦免，但我们不能忘记。
On earth, we have this saying that we can forgive and not forget.
在神对我们的赦免里面呢，是赦免了就忘记了。
In God, His forgiveness toward us, He also forgets.
为什么他忘记了？
Why?
因为主的血真实遮盖和涂抹。
Because the blood of the Lord totally cleanses us.
完全的洁净了。
Covers us.
我们可以在祷告的生活里面有这样的经历。
In our prayer life, we can experience this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这种的经历叫我们学习与主同行。
In this kind of experience, we learn to walk with the Lord.
因为主走的路乃是十字架的路。
Because the path that the Lord walks is the path of the cross.
今天我们在祷告的生活里面，我们学习与主同行。
In our prayer life, we learn to walk with the Lord.
主走的路也是我们所走的路。
Wherever He walks, we walk too.
最后讲到主说呢，不叫我们遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
救我们脱离凶恶。
Deliver us from evil.
在我们的生活的里面呢，我们知道仇敌不断的要来破坏神在我们里面的工作。
In our life, the enemy consistently want to destroy the work of the Lord inside of us.
我们需要逃避。
We need to escape.
我们需要在里面呢跟随主的带领。
And inwardly, we need to learn to follow the guidance of the Lord.
所以在英文里面这个不叫我们遇见试探。
In the English, when it says, "Lead us not into temptation."
不是主把我们放到一个greenhouse 里面。
It doesn't mean that he is placing us inside a greenhouse.
放在一个无菌室里面。
Inside a house where there's no bacteria.
我们就不没有仇敌的侵害。
So that we will not be offended by the enemy.
不是的。
That's not true.
他原来的意思说，主啊，你引导我们，我跟随你的引导，免得我进入试探。
Actually, it really means the Lord, you lead us wherever you lead, I will go, and you will help me to avoid temptation.
我们环境里面充满了各样的试探。
In our circumstances that can be full of temptation.
但是我们是跟随试探的那个招手呢，还是跟随主？
Are we following,
我们不进入那个试探。
Are we following the tempter or are we following the Lord?
这是一个属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare.
这征战先在我们自己里面开始。
This warfare starts within.
我要讲一点我自己的儿子。
I want to talk a little bit about my son.
这些日子啊，他祷告了，学了很多的功课。
In these days, he has a lot of experiences in his prayer life.
前不久他刚刚这个军官受训毕业，我们去参加他的毕业典礼。
Not too long ago, he graduated from the officer training school, so we went to his graduation.
有一个机会，我跟他两个人在一起，很安静。
There was a time I had some time with him.
我就问他 ，Stephen， 你有没有祷告啊
？And I asked him, Stephen, you pray?
他用英文讲。Profusely.
He says, Dad, I pray profusely.
他说我不停地祷告。
He says, I never stop praying.
一直在祷告。
I never stop praying.
他说如果不祷告我就过不来。
If I do not pray, I cannot go through one day.
他告诉妈妈说他去受那个入伍教育 boot camp.
He recorded one time 2 years ago when he went into boot camp.
一下飞机那个军用巴士来接他们。
As soon as he got off the plane, this bus came to pick them up.
他说他一上那个巴士就吓得魂不附体啊。
As soon as he got into the bus, he was so scared.
他说我每一个时刻我的心呢都伏在主面前说主啊救我救我。
And from that minute on, he said he started to pray.
那么我要讲他这个祷告了，主引导他不进入试探。
I want to talk about the point where the Lord helped him not to go into temptation.
他们在四个月的军官训练中间。
In these 4 months of officer training.
有三个礼拜呢，可以算是假期。
There were 3 weeks, so to speak, were like vacation.
啊，他们横渡大西洋。
That go across the Atlantic Ocean.
用飞机的把他们载到西班牙。
They were on a plane to go to Spain.
啊，到了西班牙那个海港呢，他们就上了美国一条啊。很有名的一个机动帆船，很漂亮的三维帆船。
And from Spain, they had to get on the America's tall ship called the Eagle.
啊，他们呢，就开始这个横渡大西洋。我跟他讲，你这个叫做transatlantic cruise.
So I said, "Oh, you got on a transatlantic cruise."
啊，这个好像是夏天里过海洋。
So it was almost like a cruising across the Atlantic.
这实在是很美，但是他说不，在船上训练很辛苦的。
His snow is really tough.
他们船一靠岸呢。
Whenever the ship, the tall ship went to the coast.
所有的同学在船上生活，因为那空间很狭窄。
Because the living spaces were very tight together on a boat.
而且大家人很靠近，大家脾气都不好。
And they were living so close together, they was really bad getting along.
所以一下船呢，你知道海这些水兵呢，一下船呢做什么？就是、
you know what sailors do as soon as they get on the island? They go drink.
啊，喝酒还有就是淫乱的事情。
And they go drink and they fool with women.
而如果你不去的话，
if you don't go,
别人就觉得你不是我的同伴。
They will feel you're not one with them.
他还没有靠岸，他心里面就觉得害怕。
Before he was able to go on shore, he was really scared.
他知道这件事不容易胜过。
He knew that it's very hard to overcome.
他就在主面前祷告，他主啊，
and he prayed.
怎么办呢？
What should I do?
那么圣灵就告诉他说，你根本不要下船就好。
The Holy Spirit says, well, don't go off.
所以他说，一个最好的朋友也信主的，也跟着大家下去了，也是不喝得烂醉被抬上来。
One of his best friend also went offshore.
但是他就别人出去休假，他就在船上面安静一个人亲近主。
When all the other people went to the land, he stayed in the boat.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，从年轻开始就会碰到试探。
From your youth, you will face temptation.
年纪越大，碰见的试探就越诡诈。
The older you are, the more wicked your temptations will have.
越不容易分辨。
The easier it is to discern.
像刚才我们唱那首诗歌说，主啊，我醒着的每一个时刻，我都要意志顺服你。我觉得我们睡觉都要有这种意念。
Just now the song says, even when we're awake, we want to give you our will, and yet even now when we sleep, we have to give him our will.
我们连做梦啊，
even when we dream,
都需要主保守。
We need his protection.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，若不是这样，仇敌要吞噬我们。
If it is not so, the enemy will just swallow you.
我们看见在祷告生活里面遇见一个征战的性质。
We know that in our prayer life there is really a warfare.
在个人是这样，在教会更是这样。
Personally as well as in the church, even more so.
很容易我们就被环境了欺骗了，我们在就进入了迷惑，就不祷告了。
So easy it is for us to enter into our environment and be deceived and not pray.
主告诉门徒们说，你们要这样祷告。
The Lord teaches the disciples and say, this is the way you pray.
祷告呢是进入交通。
First in our prayer life, we enter into fellowship.
我们摸到神的同在。
You are in touch with the presence of God.
第二个祷告呢，我们为着神求的时候，我们先要向主降服自己。
When you pray to God, you have to first submit yourself.
第三个，我们要为着自己的肉身学习交托，学习依靠。
We need to entrust our physical being to the Lord.
第四个，我们在祷告生活里面要学习跟随主十字架的道路。
In our prayer life, we have to learn to follow the Lord, to walk the way of the cross.
第五个， Fifth, 我们知道在祷告里面是属灵的征战。
We know that there's a spiritual warfare in our prayer life.
主告诉门徒们呢，我们相信门徒们呢，在五旬节圣灵降临了以后，他们被带进这丰满的祷告生活里。
We know that by the time of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was able to lead the disciples into the abundancy of His work.
主讲了一个比方。
And here Jesus gave one example.
主说呢，你们中间谁有一个朋友？
Do you have a friend among you?
半夜到他那里去说，朋友，请借给我三个饼。
And at midnight, this friend go to his friend to say, lend me three loaves.
因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，没有什么给他摆上。
For a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.
好，那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我， 啊，门已经关闭了，孩子们也同我在床上。
Then his friend says, "Do not bother me, for the door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed."
我不能起来给你。
I cannot get up to give you anything.
主说呢，我告诉你们，谁不因他是朋友的缘故起来给他。
The Lord says, "I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he's his friend."
但是因为他情实迫切的直求啊，啊，就必照他所需用的。起来给他了。
Yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
然后主讲了一个在祷告中的一个属灵的定律。
Here the Lord spoke of a spiritual law in our prayer life.
主说你们祈求就给你们。
Ask and it shall be given to you.
寻找就寻见。
Seek and you shall find.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock and it shall be opened to you.
这是主的一个鼓舞，一个邀请，一个劝勉。
The Lord is encouraging you and inviting you to do so.
要我们祈求。
That we are to ask.
要我们寻找。
That you are to seek.
要我们叩门。
And knock.
那么这个行动是根据于底下他说，因为凡祈求的就得着。
This action is based on verse 8 because the Lord says, for everyone who asks receives.
寻找的就寻见。
And he who seeks finds.
叩门的就给他开门。
And to him who knocks it shall be opened.
我们的祷告的生活是根据于祷告的定律。
The way you pray is because of the law of prayer.
在地上有所谓的哈，是可遇不可求的。
And a lot of things on earth you can desire after, but you cannot ask.
像有人呢喜欢去买这个彩券。
Some people like to buy lottery tickets.
那其实是交税。
Of course, you're paying taxes.
你这个交的不够，我再去多买，为政府多买一点彩券，你交税给政府。
You haven't paid enough taxes, so you buy these lottery tickets to pay to the government more.
但是也有人中奖了。
But of course, you have people who win the lottery.
那个中奖的，是机遇啊，这是可遇不可求的。
And of course, he will get more than what he asked for.
但是属灵的是可求不可遇的。
But for spiritual things, you can really ask for it.
早期我在教会里面常常听年长弟兄们讲啊，属灵的事情是可求不可遇的。
You can ask for it in spiritual things in my early life.
如果你不祷告啊，你想有一天我莫名其妙偶然就撞上了，这是不可能的。
If you do not pray, you will not gain anything by chance.
我们需要到主面前去祷告。
You need to come before the Lord to pray.
他说祈求的就得着。
Ask and you will receive.
寻找的就寻见。
He who seeks will find.
叩门的就给他开门。
Knock and it shall be opened to him.
所以主讲到这一个人呢，他情实迫切的去打门呢。
Here this guy is just persistently knocking at the door.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们如果很有礼貌，轻轻敲三下。
If you're very politely and knock it three times,
我们就走了。
If nothing happens, you walk away. You won't gain it.
你要情实迫切的直求。
You need to be very persistent to ask for it.
而且是直求。
And ask for it directly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个其实主让我们真实操练，让我们里面有一个要的心。
This is how we learn to exercise a heart of wanting.
其实父神何等乐意来听我们的祷告。
But actually, our Heavenly Father is so willing to come to listen to our prayer.
但是他为着要叫我们里面的生命里面得着他自己。
But in order for our life to gain more of himself.
主许可一些环境让我们情实迫切。
So the Lord allows us to have environment so that we have to be persistent.
我要讲一点我自己年轻的时候。
I'd like to share something about what I experienced when I was young.
我在12岁受浸。
I was baptized when I was 12.
然后读高中了以后就没有聚会。
After I went into high school, I did not meet anymore.
到大学二年级呢，主怜悯我，让我经历了他自己。
And it wasn't until I was a sophomore in college I went to experience him.
那么到大学三年级开始，我在乡下一个小小的聚会，因为没有人，他们就要我呢服侍这个儿童主日学儿童班。
In my junior year of college, I was able to serve one of the children's classes in a Sunday school in the countryside.
我是被 assigned.
I was assigned.
其实我自己觉得我根本什么都不会。
Actually, I felt I really didn't know a whole lot, and I didn't read the Bible well.
那时候要教主日学真是为难了。
It was so hard to teach children's program.
所以呢，就天天到主面前去祷告。
Every day I went to pray.
就教了一年呢，这个乡下的传道人就说呢，那么明年你就带这个初中跟高中生好了。
And after a
year, 我说我升级这么快的、
After 1 year, I was promoted to teach the middle school and high school.
才教了一年的这个儿童班呢。 就叫我去带初中生、高中生。
After 1 year of serving the little kids, I was then promoted to help the middle schoolers.
我感觉更不行了。
I felt I was even more inadequate.
那个时候啊，我读到一些别的弟兄们他们属灵的传记。
At that time, I read some of the other biographies of other Christians.
那个时候在乡下也没有人可以去请教，也没有人教导。
At that time, nobody was able to help me.
怎么办呢？
What did I do?
我就只好读属灵传记，看到人家说啊，这个侍奉要祷告。
Then this writing says, in order to serve, I must pray.
那我就学习。
I learned about praying.
我记得有差不多一年的时间，我每个礼拜六早上，那个时候早礼拜六已经不上课了。
At that time, there was no school on Saturdays.
大学里面。
In college.
所以早上呢，我起来整个早上就不吃早饭。
I would fast and not eat breakfast every Saturday morning.
为着晚上的这个青年聚会祷告。
I pray for the young people's meeting for Saturday night.
祷告一个早上。
The whole morning I prayed.
那么中午吃个饭，因为晚上要服侍，没有力气不行。
So because I have to have energy, I ate lunch.
然后就坐车回乡下去。
Then I took the bus, went to the village.
很奇妙，每个礼拜主都给一点点的话。
Amazingly, every single week the Lord gave me words.
我实在不会服侍，不会讲话。
I didn't know how to serve.
真的，圣经别人找不到，我也找不到。
People couldn't find stuff in the Bible, I could not either.
那个时候圣经才读过一两遍了，实在是很生疏啊。
I read the Bible once or twice, and yet it's still so new to me.
但是那一段日子实在经历主的眷顾和保守。
But during those days, the Lord really took care of me.
我怎么祷告的？每个礼拜六跟主讲说：“主啊，今天晚上又要聚会了。”
Every Saturday morning, I said, "Lord, I have to meet tonight."
我这一个礼拜已经预备很多，但是我真的不知道该怎么讲。
I prepare a lot this week, but I just don't know how to say this.
主就在这样的情形里面呢，天天的供应。
And in this way, every single time, the Lord supplies.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，祈求的就得着。
Ask and you will receive.
寻找的就寻见。
Seek and you will find.
叩门的就给你开门。
Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
在我自己服侍中间。
In my service.
有一次呢，我们礼拜五晚上读经祷告、读经聚会完了以后
，One Friday night after Bible study was over.
有一个弟兄啊，那一天他找我。
This brother came up to me.
说：“伯弟兄，我有点事跟你谈谈。
”He says, "There's something I want to talk to you about."
我说：“你讲吧。”他说：“不，我到一个安静地方可不可以？”
So I said, "Well, go ahead and tell me." And he wanted to go to a quiet place to tell me.
他说，我们就到一个房间去。
So we went to the room.
他跟我说，我跟我的姊妹在家里啊，实在很盼望能够认识圣灵，得着圣灵。
He says, "I really want to know about the Holy Spirit between myself and my wife."
我们读基督的灵讲到呢，圣灵将父和子启示在我们里面。
When we read the book of the Spirit of Christ, we can see that.The Father has given to us the Holy Spirit in His Son.
他说我不满意光是头脑上知道。
I'm not satisfied by knowing in my mind.
我很羡慕好多弟兄姊妹讲他们有各样的经历，为什么我都没有？
I really envy other people talking about what they experience, but I don't have that.
他能不能今天晚上你就为我祷告，让我得着圣灵？
He was so anxious and said, "Can you please pray for me tonight so that I can receive the Holy Spirit?"
难怪他要我到一个安静的房间。
No wonder he wanted me to take him to a quiet room.
我就跟他讲，我说弟兄啊，
I said, "Brother,
我可以为你祷告。
I can pray for you."
但是今天只是你祈求的起点。
Today is the beginning part of your seeking.
你寻找的起点。
The beginning part of your asking.
你叩门的起点。
As well as the beginning part of your
knocking. 你要天天到主面前把这个爱慕告诉主。
Daily, you are to come to the Lord to tell him this desire.
你试试看。
Try it.
你天天有聚会你就来。
Every day, if there's a meeting, you come.
在聚会前你就预备好自己的心。
Before the meeting starts, you prepare your heart.
到聚会里面不要等别人。我使你里面温暖起来，你自己就可以先祷告。
When you come to the meeting, don't depend on other people to warm you up. You can pray yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，这确实是基督徒的经历。
This is truly a Christian experience.
当我们起来有这种爱慕的时候
，When you have this kind of a love,
父岂不把那上好的就是圣灵给我们
？The Lord will give you the very best, which is the Holy Spirit.
有一次我读到一位弟兄他信息的交通。
One time I read of a message from a brother.
他讲到在他重生得救以后
，He said after he was saved.
他心里开始有一个爱慕。
He started to have this longing.
盼望能够像教会很多在主里有年日弟兄姊妹一样，那样的活在主里面。
To really live in the Lord, just like a lot of the mature Christians around him.
他就开始起来祷告寻求。
He started to pray and seek.
整整一年半的时间。
For a year and a half.
他祷告好像都没有。
as if nothing happened in his prayer.
好像那个机电的那个神机，周围都是湿的，就是这个羊毛是干的。
Just like the prayer of Gideon, where all around the fleece was wet, but then the fleece was dry.
但是他仍然没有放弃。
He still did not let go.
他在主面前祷告，主啊，你怎样坐在别人身上，求你不要漏掉我。
He continued to pray and said, Lord, how you work on other people, please do not pass me by.
他这样一年半。
He prayed like this for a year and a half.
结果主临到他。
And finally, the Lord came to him.
他可以向人说，主遇见了我。
He could then testify and say, the Lord has met me.
我也遇见了主。
And I met the Lord.
我读到那里，心里面实在很得鼓舞和激励。
When I read that, I was so much encouraged.
因为在我自己寻求主的过程中也是这样。
Because I was just the same way in my seeking after the Lord.
有一段日子我寻求主啊，我到一个地步我说主啊，大概你把我忘记了。
I sought the Lord to the point that for a while I said to him, Lord, probably you forgot about me.
但是就在那样情形底下，主鼓励我说不住的祷告。
But right at that moment, the Lord encouraged me and told me to pray without ceasing.
当主来让我们得着的时候，
When the Lord allows us to gain Himself,
那是何等奇妙的祝福。
That is a amazing blessing.
但愿我们在祷告的事上，我们进入主的丰富和祝福。
May we really enter into His fullness as well as His blessings over the issue of prayer.
我们一同祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord,
我们满心的感谢你。
We thank you with our whole heart.
我们常常感觉到自己不会祷告。
Many times we feel that we don't know how to pray.
但是爱我们的神乃是会听祷告的神。
But our loving Father is a Father who knows how to listen to our prayers.
他欢喜把上好的赐给我们。
He delights in giving us the very best.
所以我们来到你的跟前。
So Lord, we come before you.
我们愿你将那祷告的灵赐给我们。
Give us the spirit of prayer.
好叫我们常常在圣灵中祷告。
So that frequently we can pray in the spirit.
照着主你的话语来祷告。
According to your words, we want to pray.
把我们各样的需要祷告在你的面前。
Pray to you all of our daily needs.
并且我们在祷告中学习来与你同心同行。
And in our prayer, we want to be of one heart and walk with you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
愿你祝福你的话语。
Bless your words, Lord.
祝福你的教会。
And your church.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.